Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time. Been waiting for a long time, gotta do it, and won't let nothing hold me down, gotta do it, because I may not get another chance, I believe.
Good morning, Voices of Hope family and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim. I am back, excited to be back here in the studios with you. Shout out to our co-host, Lady Quarterback Rush, my girl from D.C., conducted the stream, and she did an awesome job last week. On this week, we are conducting this stream, and we have headed to Westchester County here in New York City. We're going to meet up with Minister Sharon Holloway from Kingdom Life Temple Church in the Bronx. Today, we are going to experience Minister Holloway's cave experience. Have you ever felt you were placed in a dark place and wondered what caused it when you entered it? Some of us blame Satan for it, and others believe it's a sign to rest. What you believe may or may not be true. For every cave experience, during our train ride with Minister Sharon, we will share with you how effective your cave experience can be. So without further ado, let's allow our radio angel to take us higher as we beep beep along the road to Westchester County. I'll be back. Welcome back. This is Minister Kim, your host, conducting this train as we park in Westchester County, New York. Welcome back, Minister Sharon Holloway. How are you this day?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well this morning, Minister Kim. I pray and hope the same for you and this radio broadcast. Amen. I'm glad to be invited back again with the word that God has given me that I'm living through. Actually, I'm living through what I'm getting ready to speak about right now, and I know I'm not the only one. So I hope and pray that people will be blessed by what God releases from my mouth into their ears this morning.
Yes, amen. And indeed, it is a pleasure to have you once again with us. The
Thank
last
you.
Time you visited, we introduced to our family and friends Soul Ties. And girl, you took that interview to another level. So that's why you are back with us. Amen. Definitely you brought some gleam of hope, some faith and love. And I believe that during that broadcast that the viewers, amen, our family and friends, that there was a breakthrough in the spirit. I believe God did something because here we allow the Holy Ghost to move. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
He moved that day. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed that episode, please go back later and archive the show through Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to our website, which is www.themorningglory.org. But today, Minister Sharon, we would like you, amen, to share with us some of the stuff that you've been dealing with, amen. I know on last Sunday after worship, we had a few minutes to talk, and it was something that you said that flipped my belly, amen, flipped my spirit. And I was like, yes. It was just so profound. It was so right on time, amen. And I had to go home and meditate. I had to go home and question God. I had to spend some time in my prayer closet because amen. And I always believe that God brings people in your life, whether to plant a seed, water it, while He does the increase. So you definitely planted a seed, and I had to get the watering as well as God doing what He was doing me. So you shared being in a cave and feeling okay with it. This is what we talked about. I'm just going to give them a little bit what we talked about. And now on the norm, and I'm speaking for myself, I don't like darkness, nor do I like to be still. Amen? I'm very active. I'm active in the community. I'm active in the church. I'm active at home. I don't want to chill. I don't want to relax. But I do understand, on the other hand, that when you look at the cave, or we as a people, those who are on the switchboard listening in through social media, and welcome. We're glad that you're here this morning. On the other hand, no one likes to be in the cave. No one likes to be in darkness.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And or being still, like we feel like we're not moving, we're not being productive. Like, what's going on? It seems your day-to-day routine has been interrupted, and what we find is that we begin to question, we begin to blame, we begin to complain about being in this dark place. So being in a cave, like you said, bring about change. It could bring about a lot of different things, assessments. So we would like for you to share with us your cave experience. We want to allow you to just let go and allow God to have His way. Is that okay with you today?
Amen. It's always okay to let go and let God have His way. I just want to say something in response to what you said, because you gave a definition of what you think it would be like being in a cave for yourself. But realistically, everyone's cave experience is different, because you could still serve and minister to people and be in a cave, right? So there will be cave-like seasons in our lives that God uses to birth new opportunities for us. New ministries, new relationship that God ordains. So in my experience, God is keeping me in 1 Samuel 22-26. I'm just reading God's word and finding myself in His word. And as I do that, I begin to get from out of myself, from becoming so self-absorbed. You know, because when we become self-absorbed with our cave experience or any season that we're in, because we begin to think that it's all about us and losing sight about what God is really trying to do while we're in the cave. So what I did was I had to identify what a cave is, right? And okay. So in my research, I found that a cave is usually, it's usually at the crest of a mountain or an area hewn out of a larger, stronger palisade of land, but it's underground, so nobody can see what happens in the cave, right? And caves are not usually made by people. They are naturally formed over the course of many years, so that the formation of caves is a slow, long process. And a cave is typically dark, damp, dismal, and very difficult to live in. And a cave is a place of isolation and being alone. So how does knowing all this information have any bearing on our lives? And why use the example of a cave? It's because the example of a cave is biblical, and that many people that God used most came from caves. They were cave dwellers. In order for us to live a purposeful life, we must understand how God uses his will to develop us, and sometimes that involves separating us from the familiar, you see. Right, it will involve being uncomfortable in the lab of God's word and his will, because we are social beings, Minister Kim, as you explained. We thrive on positive relationships and being around people. So when God shifts us in life, there will be some level of uncertainty, irritability, and feeling uncomfortable when we change seasons. But it's necessary for our spiritual growth and maturity. No one can see what God is doing in you internally when you're in a cave. And he puts us there specifically for that reason, so that we don't become so self-absorbed, so that we don't boast, so we don't promote ourselves, right? Because it's really all about God and his will manifesting in our lives. And so sometimes we have to go through a season of being hidden, of being isolated, you know, because that way we don't go ahead of ourselves. We pursue God and we ask him, Lord, is this person supposed to be in my life? Am I supposed to be in this ministry? Is this person supposed to be my friend? How do I spend my money? Do I pay this bill at this time of the month? Or what do I do? How much do I give in my office? Lord, I'm giving my tithe 10%. And so when we're in this place of isolation, we don't seek people for advice. We don't go run into a prophet to hear a word. We don't depend so much on our leaders in the church to speak a word into our life or to give us advice or counsel. When God shifts you to that cave experience, you have no other recourse than to trust God for answers, right? To trust him for where he's purposely placing you in the kingdom so that he can work in you and through you, because you've been in isolation with him, because he's in there. He's in there with you. You're not there alone, although we say we're alone because there are no people, but the presence of God is there with us. So we have to be mindful that even though the cave is a place of isolation, we're not really alone when we're pursuing God's will. When we know that he's there in that cave with us, working on us, you know, giving us revelation of what he wants to do in our lives. And so that's why I'm happy. I'm happy in my, well, I won't say I'm happy. I take that back. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable because I don't remember being in a season like this in my life. It's much different than in times past. So I am a little uncomfortable because slowly but surely, you know, when you're in a cave, God reveals to you the unknown. He reveals to you that part of your identity that you never knew existed. And the only way you can get that revelation is through isolation. It's through being unsure and being uncertain, and but trusting God for the revelation of what he's doing, right? It's just required.
Oh, Jesus. I love the fact, if I could just elaborate right here, when you talk about your cave experience can help you from being self-absorbed. And I believe whether in ministry, whether in your career, as you plateau up, that you can forget, right, move away from, be distracted from the being, the God, amen, who has placed you in these positions. So I believe it's very important for us to separate ourselves. And one of the things, as you were doing your studies, I was studying as well. And I looked at 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 4, as it talked about David experiences. And, you know, and it's so important as we learn about your experience and learn about David's experience that we understand that it is not a good feeling, but it's a great time in one's life. Oh, I love it. It's not a good feeling. It doesn't feel good. It's uncomfortable. It's unsettling in your spirit at times. Sometimes fear and anxiety might rest upon you because you just don't know the why. I don't know why I'm here. Why am I brought to this place? And I love David because David is the author of 73 books written in the book of Psalms, and he shares his cave experiences. And in our cave experience, we get to acknowledge God. We get to get the blueprints of the vision of it, the confirmation of it, and God fills you up, and he implores you to go back out there into the wilderness, into these dry places, and into these, you know, stronghold places, into a place of brokenness with the people, and you can pour into them. So be grateful for your dark seasons. Be grateful for your cave days, because God is calling you to a place only he and you can be. I love God. I thank you.
That's
Hallelujah.
Most certain. Yes, that's most certain. And I liked how you you mentioned David. Yes, and David was the greatest cave dweller of all time. He knew those caves like the back of his hand. And the only energy he had was the energy that fear perpetrated in his life. Because he was living in a cave because he was driven by the spirit of fear. He was fleeing Saul, who wanted to take his life. You know, Saul became very jealous because all the land knew that Saul had slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. You had the kings, the people, everybody talking about that. And everybody. And if you read the word, if you really read the word, you'll see how people were instigating this relationship between David and Saul. They would go and they'd whisper in the ear of Saul, trying to tell Saul where David was, and they'd do the same for David, how Saul was coming after him, you know, with thousands of people. And so it's amazing how people would try to, you know, try to get into that experience that God has set aside just for you by asking questions and speaking and whispering. So I love the word of God so much so because our whole life and what we experience is really in the Word of God. It's the greatest blueprint of all time. That whatever, when we go through different seasons and experience different things, all we got to do is really turn to the Word and pray and ask God for a revelation of His Word in your life. So I understand. Mm-hmm. There were a group, a tribe called Issachar, and there is something that God gives people called an Issachar anointing, where they understand the times and the seasons of things, right? And so. Mm-hmm. Back to this, because that's a different show. As I was saying,
coming back again. It's
a car anointing. What that is, and you know why we want that in our lives, to know the times and seasons from a Kairos point of view, God's timing. So God used David's fear of Saul, who pursued his life, to develop his ministry. So God was preparing David in the cave to become king. His ministry started in a cave in the land of Adullam, as we see in 1 Samuel 22, 1 through 3. There were people who came to David. Specifically, I'm going to go to the word. There were people, everyone who was in distress and everyone who was in debt and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Those who were with him numbered about 400 men. God gave these men who was discontented with the rule of Saul over their lives, and they fled to Adullam, where David was, because somebody went back and told his mother and his father that your son is dwelling in a cave of Adullam. So his father and his mother went, and all these men, 400 of them, went to, they found David where he was dwelling, right? And he became captain over him. So David's ministry began with about 400 men, and he didn't even have a blueprint about what God was doing and why he became captain over them. Because he asked God in the word of God, he said, he went to King Moab, and he told King Moab to allow his father and his mother to dwell with him. in the land of Mizpah until he found out what God would do for him. So he had, you know, these men with him, and he hadn't a clue of what, you know, how to lead them or what to do. But at the same time, he was making plans, you know, for his parents to be cared for. But also, he was still living in the caves, and as God began to use him and to work in him, that's how he was able to actually teach those men. You see, they were in a state of mind and predicament the same as David was. So sometimes when God begins a ministry in your life, the people that become attracted to you are the people that have been through the same things you have been through.
Mm-hmm,
all those
mm-hmm.
men, 400 of them, all those issues that they had, you know, David became their captain or their leader. And so that's mm-hmm. important to understand, you know, how God used his situation to develop him, to mature him so
yeah,
that he can grow.
Yeah.
They became mighty men of valor, but before they could become mighty men of valor, they were distressed, they were in debt, they were discontented, they were frustrated, they were broken, they were broke down, they were bruised, they were oppressed, and that's what God gave them. That's what God gave David as his ministry, to work with men like that.
Jesus, Jesus. When we come back, we're going to continue with being in the cave with Minister Sharon Holloway, sharing with us her personal experience of being in the cave. We'll be back on the Morning
Amen.
Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim.
I dare you.
I dare you to change the world.
Dare you, getting that college education.
I dare you to be somebody important.
Like be a teacher.
Or a reality TV star.
I dare you to stand up here.
To call the shots.
To be a role model.
An inspiration.
An innovator.
To be a teacher. Be my teacher.
Think you can change my life?
Make me excited about science like you?
Have a career that really means something?
Then do it.
I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I need to share this. Minister Sharon, one of our strategic partners, just inboxed me this, and I just want to encourage our listeners today. This is from our strategic partner, Ms. Myra Smith-Fry. She hashtag Thanksgiving, K, time, and God is with you through it all. This doesn't mean that I don't hurt because of life situations or that person's actions do not impact me, but I am praising God through it all. I have been and may be finding myself in a cave again, but thanks to the message from my mentor coach on Thursday night, I can hold on because change is coming, as shared in the message. Your time is coming. The combat
glory.
Experience.
Glory,
glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you, we can all relate to being in the end up a man, being an
Amen.
Advocate of darkness, because I understand in the maturity of following Christ that it's not a bad thing. Amen. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing I did wrong. It's just God's time. Amen. For me to separate myself so that I can get into the presence of him. Amen. So that
Amen.
I can be filled up with his word, with his purpose, with his power, with the anointing, to be able to hear him clearly, to be able to get strategic planning concerning my next assignment. So don't despise the dark days. Don't despise the cave days. Actually embrace it. Like I said earlier, David wrote majority of the songs. He was blessing God, amen, because he came to a realization that if God is for me, who could be against me?
That's right.
He came to the revelation that God is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. So even in this dark season, in this season when I'm hiding out because I'm fearful of my life, God is with me. If I could just raise my voice, if I could just call on the name of Jesus, he will answer me. And that's what I love. No matter what season that you're in, God is omnipresent. He was always there. He will be there then. He's going to be there now. So let's just open up our mouth and begin to praise God. Can we do that this morning? Amen?
Hallelujah.
Give him glory today.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
glory to God.
Thank
none
you,
like
hallelujah.
You. We bless you.
God,
we bless
thank
you.
You God.
Glory to your name,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
You're worthy of it. You're
yes,
worthy
Lord,
of all the glory. Don't get me started. Don't
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
None like you. None like you.
I said to myself, I'm not complaining about any season that I go in.
Thank
I'm not
you,
complaining
Jesus.
If I'm in a drought season. Amen. If I'm in that alone season when it looks like nobody's
glory.
Calling me, nobody's inviting me nowhere.
Uh-huh.
If I'm in that 60, whatever it is, I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to complain because I understand that whatever season I am in, God is with me. And whatever, I mean, that means that he wants my undivided attention. That means that I need to shut everything down to give him
mm-hmm.
what he wants. Amen?
Amen.
So, whew, hallelujah. Let's just bring
glory.
It in. Just bring it in. Minister Sharon, hallelujah.
Yes.
See what you start? I told you. Last time you said you started with the soul plot. Now you're talking about the cave experience. Come on, girl.
That's all God. That is all God.
Share with us, like, how did you come to a realization that you were entering in or in your cave? Because sometimes we be in the process of stepping into something we don't even know until we in it. But when did it hit you? When did you get a confirmation or revelation that, hey, God, I'm in a cave? I'm in darkness.
Well,
like, what was going on? Like, did anything drastic had to happen in your life?
No, I was
cave?
Just, actually, it was interesting because I saw myself going in that direction after I preached my last sermon. And I didn't understand. I said, Lord, I'm spending time in prayer. You know, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm studying your word, and I could study the word of God for hours at a time. Like, I could just sit there for 2 or 3 hours just reading and researching and meditating, right? And so I didn't understand why the next step would be here, you know. But I felt myself going, because I become a little bored with being around so many people and social chit-chat. I enjoy time being alone with God and my darkness is not the same as your darkness, Minister Kim, or anyone else's. You know, our dark experience,
mm-hmm,
we have
mm-hmm.
all different interpretations of what darkness is in our lives based on our social location. Our social location is a theological term that identifies where we are socially in our social context of life and how we interpret people, things, and God's word. But I knew that when I became irritable and just moody at different, didn't know why. I'm like, Lord, is this something physiological or is this just something where you're taking me? I don't understand. And when I began to get so agitated, I had to ask God, like, where am I? And he just gently told me, this is a place of isolation. And then he took me to the word, 1 Samuel, and he began to help me understand in the word what I was going through. So the only way I knew what was happening to me was through the word of God. That's how I knew I was okay. Because then when I could understand where I'm at, I'm not so irritable. I just realized, okay, this is my season, this is where I am, and I'm going to let God have his way. Obedience is better than sacrifice, you know. So I'd rather be obedient to where God is placing me and sacrifice being social and being around a whole bunch of people and wanting to have, you know, the accolades and the pat on the back and all that. I don't need that. I just need God, you know, and I need him greater than I did before. I need him greater than I did 10 minutes ago. And so when I accept that about myself, I begin to embrace God, because what's happening right now is that God is, he's forming my priestly identity. So I still serve and I still minister, but I know who I am in God, right? And so because now who I know who I am, well, I'm he's like revealing to me where he wants me to go. Because you have to have some level of understanding. There has to be some kind of basis of understanding. But we don't know everything because his ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts. But the being in a cave, being alone and isolated so that God can work on your identity, so that he can work on your social location of perception and where he wants to take you in the kingdom, it is necessary. So I know that I'm changing. And it's during the metamorphosis that God makes me. He makes me uncomfortable because God is now revealing to me the unknown, the part of my purpose that has been hidden, not for me to declare, but to simply live without, again, being self-absorbed. So no one receives a promotion by proclaiming that they are the best candidate for the job and how much they know about performing a job. The promotion comes by just doing the work and being obedient to the voice of God and diligently and quietly, you know, as God leads by his Holy Spirit.
And that was confirmation for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
This is a sidebar. We have been, the type of work I do, I'm a substance abuse specialist, and we work through work performance grants. So we're waiting for the city to approve our, give us more money. And they came up with another program, which everyone should know about, which is health homes. Amen. If you are in managed care, you will hear about health homes. You might go to a doctor's office. You might go to the emergency. And what they'll do is recommend that you get into a health home, a panel where your medical services can be electronically connected to your primary care doctor. So if you was in the ER and you went to a follow-up appointment, your primary care doctor could go into a system and see the time you came in, what was your vital signs, what was the diagnosis, and what was the outcome. Amen. So I was humbled. I was humbled when asked to take on a new position, as well as to do the old position. So I'm doing two jobs with the same salary. But I bless God because God is stretching me, and he's given me the opportunity to learn new systems and new ways just to meet the needs of God's people. So I thank you for that confirmation. And you're right.
Bless God.
I was meek. I was humble. I was quiet about it.
And,
I was just grateful. I was grateful that he chose me, you know. And I even had to ask my supervisor one day, and I said, why did you select me? And she gave just a list why. So, you know, let your deed be spoken of when you are serving. And that's just for someone who's worrying about the promotion. Your promotion will come in time. But just do what God has called you to do in the spirit of excellence. Know that God is able to do abundantly in all that he has asked of you to do. He will never shame himself, and he will never embarrass his children.
That's the true statement.
He will never do that to us. I'm truly grateful. I'm so grateful that you're back with us. Amen. Being in a cave, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also executing some biblical scriptures so that you can understand where we are getting our message from so that you can later on connect to the story of David. I'm telling you, David had some challenging trials and tribulations in his life.
Oh, yes.
But at the end of the day, he was a man after God's own heart. And that's just like you and I. You know, God calls his children the apple, right? We are the apple of his eye. And no matter what you do, amen, God still loves you. And I want you to understand that God still loves you, even in that dark, dreary, you know, place that you may be in. Just begin to call on the name of Jesus. Begin to call God and say, God, I'm here at this place. Now show me the reason so that I can move forward in the things of you. You know, I love that. Don't become so self-absorbent that you forget the source, forget the creator, forget the great I am. When we come back, we're going to have time for Q&A. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. The mics are going to be open if you have any questions concerning being in your cave, because maybe you were experiencing that, and you just haven't heard something that's going to flip your belly to say, I can do this, because you can. I believe that you can, and most importantly, God knows that you can. That's why he put you there. Amen? There's no accident in this journey. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Ooh, ooh. Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/getting started in real estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
That's right. I'm so excited with how Radio Angel is doing. Amen. We're going to get started in real estate. So the Bible lets us know that every territory that our feet shall tread, that we should be what? Our territory. It's time to get your territory. Get that property. Get that stuff. We need to leave legacies. Amen. Leave legacies. But we do have a caller, Minister Sharon. Amen.
Oh, boy.
We want to bring our caller in. We want to welcome them to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. And caller, would you like to state your name and where you're calling in from today?
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Mama. How you doing, girl?
Hey, sis. I'm good. I'm telling you, God is a great God. I am so glad this topic came up today. And, you know, sometimes you can feel like your whole life has been in the cave. Because you've been, but, you know, a cave can be a good thing. And I went to the Word as I was waiting on the, you know, to come to the commercial doorway and found out that God can even make people come to you in the cave.
Yes.
I missed the verse y'all were talking about, but I looked up and saw 1 Samuel 22:1-2. and David was, you know, he escaped to the cave. And then the brothers and the fathers, they came, when they heard about it, they came to him. Everybody who was in distress came to him while he was in cave. Everyone who was in debt, everyone who was discontented. Oh, my goodness. So the cave, although in some ways it feels like you're in a dark, damp place, but then again, better damp than in the rain, better damp than in the storm. You know, the cave has more than one function, as I looked up. You know, it could be a place of refuge. It could be a place for burying, a place for graves. But sometimes something has to die in order for something to rise up and be born, right?
Oh, yes.
So
give
God the glory. When man says, you're dead, let me put you in this cave, God is saying, I'm getting ready to resurrect you, your dreams, your destiny, your legacy for the future. Because, oh, my God, God is a great God.
He's a great
God.
Yes, he is. And the wonderful thing about it is that what you just said, David didn't even know any of that was going on, because it continued to read in the Word where he said, when he gave his mom and his father to Moab for him to watch over him, he says, you take care of them, Lord, until you take care of them until I find out what it is that God wants to do with me. He didn't even know. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I'm just grateful he never leaves or forsakes me.
Right.
Word. So when man discards you, when man says you don't count, God said, I made you. You're fearfully, wonderfully made. I made you in my image. All you need greater than you than in the world. Greater is in you than he that is in the world. There you have everything you need. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
That's it. So I'm glad you called. I'm glad she read the Word, because when she read the Word, she picked up in it.
Yes.
She connected to it just through God's Word.
Yes.
You know? So
yes,
I bless God for that. I bless God.
Yes, I definitely do. And, you know, speaking about that, as you articulated and God gave you revelation, Myra, that even in your cave season, your cave season, that God will bring people to you. And the reality of the cave is, in each moment, there is a season of something while you're in the cave. You know, one of the things that I was doing a study, it talked about the reality of the cave dealing with the reality of sorrow. David has been brought to an absolute bottom of his life, right? He is hurt, he is broken, and he is defeated. The crown prince of Israel is living in a cave. So what that says right there, I want to stop right there before I continue. For those who are on their mountain and everything is going fine, right, God can bring you to your lowest. He can bring you back to that cave moment. Did you lose the title? No, boo-boo. And that's what happens. A lot of times people who are following you, you know, your haters that cheer you on, that pretend mm-hmm. they really for you, when they mm-hmm. see you in that cave moment, when they don't see you out in public and you don't have all these speaking engagements and, mm-hmm. you know, you're not out on social media posting, they think that you're going through the hardest times of your life and that God didn't knock you off. Oh, God didn't really put up. No, that's not what's happening. Actually,
right.
God is rebuilding me up and he's giving me more strength because
mm-hmm.
the crown prince of Israel is living in a cave. It does not say that he lost his crown. It does not, he does not rest in his head on a sumptuous bed in the palace, but on an unyielding rock of a cave. He no longer sleeps in a bed of princes with his spouse, with his wife, right? But he seeks rest in the damp darkness of a forsaken cave. Oh, I love this. I love it. He does not find comfort in the house of a friend, but he fights loneliness in a desert, dark cave. But what
mm-hmm.
I understand about this is that there are times like this when this has been ordained for our lives because God understands that we are flesh. And if he continues to put us in the spotlight, that we will become self-absorbing, like you said earlier, Minister
mm-hmm.
Sharon. So God
mm-hmm.
has to always humble us. He always
yes.
has to take us back to where we could have been or where we could go if
Ooh.
We get out of ourselves. Hey, God, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
I thank
yes.
God for the reminders. I thank God for the checking in. I thank
mm-hmm.
God that I can go back and still, amen, in a place where I'm not sleeping on my nice comforter bed and my nice smooth feather pillows. That even in my cave, I can sleep on a rock and find peace in God.
That's right. Amen, Minister Kim. Yeah. That's the truth right there. That's it. And you know what?
Yeah.
It's important for us, through God's word, to identify our season. We can
yeah.
identify
yeah.
our season in the word of God. When we read Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 7,
mm-hmm.
this portion of scripture will help you identify your season. All you got to
yeah.
do is follow
yeah.
the word and see what comes next. You hear that? So all we got to do is follow the word and see what comes next. And we don't have to wait for a prophet to tell us what God wants to show us first in the word. It's all in there so that when we keep in mind that, you know, prophets were typically sent to people in places where sin was prevalent and the people could not hear from God because of the sin and God wanted them delivered. But when you read in Ecclesiastes, it will help you identify your season and the time that you're in. In the word, it
mm-hmm,
says that if
mm-hmm,
you're in a time
mm-hmm.
of weeping, there will then come a time to laugh. And there's a
yeah.
time to seek and there's a time to lose. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. So when we see that when we're going through a time of weeping, we have to be prepared to say, oh, God, that's okay. I can get through this time of weeping because I know my time of laughter will be coming soon because
mm.
the word says that it's coming soon. We have to hold God to his word. You know, there's a time
yeah.
to seek and there's a time to lose. It's all in there. The word is all in there. So when we
mm.
read Ecclesiastes, which is a book of wisdom, and we know Solomon wrote part of the book of Ecclesiastes, who was David's son, that we begin to become more acclimated with the seasons and things that God
mm-hmm.
wants to do
mm-hmm.
in our lives. And it encourages us because it
yes.
gives us a synopsis of what can come forth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to throw
mm-hmm.
that in there.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. So my sister Myra, I pray that that was so hopeful for you. And that you will continue to glean in the book of 1 Samuel, learning
mm-hmm.
David's experience, amen, to identify with your own, and then shooting over to the book of Ecclesiastes, which is also, as Mrs. Sharon talked about, a book of wisdom, amen, and also
mm-hmm.
a book of encouragement. I find
oh, yes.
the book of Ecclesiastes encouragement because it prepared you for what you're going through, amen? It lets you know that life is not always going to be peaches and cream. You're going to have your lemonade days, you know. You're going to have your icy days, your water days, your sweet days. You're going to have your bitter days, and all that sums up to what life is all about, amen? We're not untouchable.
Amen. That's
We're
right.
not untouchable.
That's right.
There are things that are going to happen in your life, but it's all for a reason. It's all to make you stronger. To increase your faith in God, to be able to share your testimony with someone else. all the time. I said, you know what, God, I thank you for allowing me to go through this because I know this is for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for you to just bring them to me because that helped me experience it and accept it in a loving and caring way. Like, I don't get bitter or angry with God or displeased with him and want to walk away. No, I embrace that. Embrace your season. All right now, yes. It's okay. We don't like it, but it's okay. There's a reason for everything. You just got to read the word of God because God will definitely give you revelation for it.
Oh, he will.
I love
he
it.
Will.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Myra, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today? Did she get disconnected, Kim? Okay, hopefully she's still on the mic. She might be multitasking, amen, but I do see her mic still open. Sister Myra, are you still there? Okay, we have.
Well, Minister Kim, while you wait for Sister Myra to come back on, can I just say one last thing, because I know my time is short. I got probably about 3 or 4 more minutes. Wanted to close in the ears of people who are listening and have called in that we can't despise our season in our lives. When our future seems uncertain and we begin to question our life choices and our forward in God, we don't despise that about ourselves and become critical. When we become very selective about our circle of relationships, that's okay. And sometimes we're going to feel agitated and moody and can't understand why. It's just going through the process of time that God has taken us through. And also I find that when we stop talking so much, it's okay to stop talking so much. Your disposition is that of increased meekness and humility. And for me, sometimes being social becomes boring. I get bored with this chit-chat. Just regular talk. I want to go into a deeper place and get a deeper understanding of myself in God. So that's why I become selective in who I put and who is around me, or God is selective in who comes around me. You know, he understands like what my capacity is for just social relationships. My standards have increased. My standards have greatly increased.
Yes.
You know, but I bless God for that. I bless God for increase in my life. You know, I bless him for the increase in understanding and the increase in maturity and development. I bless him for it all, you know. I bless him for it all.
Yes.
He's worthy of it all.
It's funny that you say that. It's funny that when you say that, that quiet time when God is humbling you, causing you to be meek, and your circle of, you know, associates and friends, they're like, what's wrong? And it's like you argue to defend yourself. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, I really don't have nothing to say. I'm in a season of being quiet. And I used to find myself, you know, defending myself. Where now I'm like, I'm just being quiet. There's no real, you know, there's nothing wrong. And it's because our perception, right, and our thinking is always to the left. You know, you ever find that people, if you're quiet or you shut yourself down, what's going on? Something must be wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. Actually, I'm at the greatest point in my life. I'm just quiet. I'm at peace. You know what I'm saying? I like to meditate. I like to be quiet.
Right.
And I tell people, I'm an only child. So all that noise, I got to shut myself down.
Because
I can't do all the noise. I'm an only child. Mm-hmm. I love being by myself. I'm comfortable being by myself and alone with God and alone with just myself, who I am, where I'm at, and where I want to go. You know, but that's just camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have not all arrived there. Some people feel uncomfortable, being alone. And that's something that we need to talk about here one day, too, when we have you come back again, you know,
what?
And you're lonely. We got to get you back on, girl. You on fire.
Have a strategy. Something's going on here. God hasn't revealed it to me
God.
Yet, but y'all up
it's
to something.
It's only God. It's only God. But we are grateful for you being here.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God that you shared your season, your cave season with us, and also and just and empowered us to just take it, you know, dwell in it. You know, no, it's not comfortable, but dwell in it. Be okay with it. Amen. Be okay with it. And I'm just so grateful that you are here. Again, this is Family and Friends. Minister Sharon Holloway, a man from Westchester County. She is a member of Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx.
Yes.
Amen. We fellowship together, and you will definitely hear more and more about Minister Sharon Holloway. You know, before you leave, I know that you have been invited to minister out.
Oh, yeah.
Can you share that with us? So we have our Westchester family here. They can come up and visit you.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, this is going to be on March 7th. It's Saturday, March 7th, the day before Mother's Day. And
no,
it's going to be
May. You talk about March.
May 7th. It's a whole day that Union Baptist Church has planned for the people of God to attend a Women's Day workshops. There are workshops, there are different intervals in the day where there will be worship. Yeah. And I'm one of the workshop facilitators. And I gave you a little bit of information about some of the things I'm going to be talking about, Minister Kim, last time, particularly in the battle for holiness. And because that is a battle, you see. And my theme is that you cannot appreciate my pursuit of holiness unless you've been somewhere dirty. And so that is something that I'm going to be talking about. But I'm going to be talking about the battle for holiness and the different sins that come against us, like besetting sins, whoredoms, sins of omission and commission, and all of these stuff. I have about an hour and 15 minutes to talk, so it's going to be powerful. But I believe the fire of God is just going to fall down, and we're just going to be just worshiping God in spirit and in truth. It's just going to be amazing. So that's going to be on May the 7th. A good time to arrive. The workshops begin at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they follow through the day. There's lunch. I think there are other little breaks at their lunch. It's from 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can pick and choose what workshops you want to attend, and I think the registration is only $20. The registration is about
$20.
Yes.
Awesome. So if you share that link with us or fly with us, we will definitely promote it on our website, amen, and our social media site. So we thank God for you. We will continue to pray, amen, as God gives you that opportunity to minister to his people. God bless you, Minister
Thank
Sharon
you, Minister
Holloway.
Kim.
God bless.
Love you dearly. Okay,
You're welcome.
God bless.
Love you too. God bless. God bless. What an awesome time we had with Minister Sharon today. Here's a word of encouragement. There are times when we too find ourselves in one of life cave experience. We think of all of our help and strength is gone. We feel alone, discouraged, and deserted. Even now, you might be facing your cave experience. Well, like Minister Sharon, myself, and King David, we all have been there. When we are dwelling in one of life's caves, we often fail to see the hand of God in what we are facing. But I would remind you today that just as surely as God is behind all the blessings of life, he is behind all of the burdens as well. We leave you with these scripture verses as a guide in understanding your cave experience. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 7, Psalms 37, 23, and Romans 8, 29, verse 29. I pray that today's word, being in the cave, will help you to embrace it, learn, and then call us up and share your story with us. Coming up next on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, it's Here's What's Happening with Radio Angel. We'll be back, family. Stay tuned.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle. So many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. or also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
What's going on? OMG is all I have to say. We had such a great show. Oh, Minister Sharon Holloway, all the way from Kingdom Life Temple, always brings a good word. If you missed anything that she said, you can always go back and archive us. Meet us on our website at The Morning Glory International. Now, you know I'm wrong right there. The Morning Glory International. I'm still wrong right there. Reality Radio, The Morning Glory International, still, themorningglory.org. How about that? Themorningglory.org. So now that I didn't have my trip up just now, because, you know, I don't drink coffee, so I guess I'm a little off this morning. Anyway, guys, it's so good to have you here. We want to extend an invitation to you to give us your flyers, to give us what's going on in your hood. You've supported us for the past, oh gosh, how many years have we been on air? Since 2009, we have over 71,000 listeners internationally, and we want to be able to share whatever's going on in your community with the community that listens here. So, and as you can see, at 71 plus thousand people, our community is super large, so you might as well go ahead and send us what's going on in your hood at hope@themorningglory.org. Hey, I got it right that time. Yay! All right, let's see what's going on now. So we have something called the 2016 Uplift Women Conference that's happening on June 4th, 2016. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's happening here in Jamaica, New York, at the Harvest Room. You know, I really like the Harvest Room. Nice open space. If you're looking to do an event, you can do it there. For tickets for this event, please call 917-328-5224. All right, I'm going to say that one more time. 917-328-5224. And this is for the 2006 Uplift Women Conference being hosted by our own friend, Michelle Gill Newton. She was on the show not too long ago talking about entrepreneurship and women. So check that out. All right, what else is going on? Woo-hoo! The Playbook Project. Okay, this project is an 8-week project. This is 100% free, I will say that. So everybody who's definitely interested in trying to, or should I say not trying, but strengthening their business, whether that business be a regular for-profit or non-profit business, whether it's a ministry, or you just need to get some information on how to correct your finance, I suggest that you come and sign up for the Playbook Project. This Playbook Project is an 8-week program. It's going to be every Wednesday starting on May 11th through June 29th at 8 p.m. Guess where it's being held? That's right, in the comfort of your home. So all you got to do is get a pen, a paper, and take a listen. So in order to register, please register. Please go to Behind Your Dollar. Now, that's Behind Y-R. dollar.com behindyrdollar.com. All right, everybody who registers before or by May 5th automatically gets a Playbook ebook. So they get a gift. We love it, we love it, we love it. And guess who's going to be on the panel talking? Yes, yes, Miss Lady Quarterback, yes, and Radio Angel. So we're definitely going to be on there. So make sure you register at behindyrdollar.com. Please note that these flyers and all this information will be up on our Facebook page. So you can always go to our Facebook page and get them. Now, the Silver Tea, I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. This is taking place on June 12th between the hours of 2 and 6 p.m. This is a Sunday. This is a Sunday. Tickets are $60. Actually, this says donation. So, well, I guess that's code word for tickets are $60. And it's taking place on Malcolm X, taking place at Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Educational Center right there in Harlem. Well, should I say Washington Heights? So that's 3940 Broadway, New York, New York. And all you have to do is jump on our page, because I don't really see the information in which you can actually get to the person. But this is Nicole Taylor's event. So we're excited because Prayer Moms has an online Bible study, and we're super excited for that. And it's taking place this Monday, May 2nd, from 9 a.m., well, it starts at 9 a.m., so I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm super excited because Minister Kim and one of our strategic partners, Myra, and one of our other ones, Barbara, they're running this. So I'm super, super excited. So don't miss it. That's this Monday at 9 a.m. And where can you get the information? Go to Prayer Moms on Facebook. Prayer Moms on Facebook, and that's where you'll get the information. Please also note that on the third Saturday of each month, Kingdom Life Temple gives, they have a food pantry. That's right. We are feeding over hundreds of families. So that's at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. What's your landmark? Lehman College, the 4 train. Let's see, is there anything else? Is there anything else I missed, Minister Kim? Anything else?
No, you're not. Nope, you're good.
Excellent. So we're excited about all the new things that are coming up as we go into our, oh, God, what season is this, like season 8? So we're super excited about that. But, again, we want to be able to support what's going on in your community with our community. So make sure you email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Oh, I got it right, because I was about to say International Voices of Hope. Reality radio. So, all righty then. Let's see. What's up next? Last week I had such a great time singing. I normally push it over and say, listen, this is Minister Kim's favorite time. And I just say, come back next week. She'll sing to you. But last week, Minister Kim, while you were being filled up completely down there in Florida with the T.D. Jakes team. I was over here having fun, me and Lady Quarterback. I was singing. I was like, oh, I guess this is why she likes this part, because this is so much fun. So, but I'm going to step back and let you take over, because this is definitely your favorite part of the year. I mean, part of the show.
Yes! It's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. And right here on the Morning Glory International Voice Call, we're going to shout you out. Yes, we are. Today is Amron Richardson's 19th birthday. And on tomorrow, we have Todd Jones, Anna Marie Fates. And on the 3rd, we have Lakeisha Carr. And on the 4th, we have Lakeisha Johnson, Joyce Backus, and Antoinette Banks. All right, all right, all right. And on May the 5th, we have Kiani Jackson and my baby girl, my butterfly, my princess, Cheyenne Leslie Nathan. So happy birthday to you. Remember that here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, we love to celebrate your birthday with us. So, those of you who are listening, you have an upcoming birthday, or you have a loved one that has an upcoming birthday, guess what? Shoot us that email at hope@themorningglory.org, and we will definitely give your loved one a happy birthday shout out. Take us higher, Radio Angel.
Happy birthday. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that was. He said, aside for his recognition, because it should never be, just because some cannot see the dream is clear.
Yes. Ask Kimani as she walks you through the many avenues of life struggles and everyday concerns of being a young adult. Check out her blog at www.themorningglory.org. When we come back, we're going into All About You is Relationship 101. Right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back. All About You, amen. And in our Relationship 101, here is a message. what does the Bible have to say about loyalty and being loyal? In the dictionary, the word loyal means unwavering in alliance, as it applies to faithful alliance to one's sovereign or government, faithful to a private person to whom fidelity is due, faithful to a cause, idea, or custom. Reality is loyalty is faithful, alliance, devotion, dedication, consistent, unwavering, steady, and unfailing. What's the difference between being loyal to an organization and being loyal to someone? Think of the people, organizations, your teams, the causes, etc., to which you are or have not been loyal to. Which ones are deserving of your loyalty and which ones are not? Join us, the Morning Glory International Community Development, as we host Praying Moms online Bible study at www.powerofaprayingmom on this coming Monday at 9 a.m. For more information about learning how to be loyal in the good and bad times, please join us once again at www.powerofaprayingmom. Here is Radio Angel, willing to take you higher. John, verse 14 through 12 and 13. It says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do. You can call us up right now, join our broadcast for prayer, or you can send us an email or check out our website at www.themorningglory.org. We are here to pray with you. We will touch and agree with whatever you are dealing with. And as we wait for the phone, we want to give those an opportunity today to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. We never leave a broadcast without giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you pray this prayer with us? Lord, I am a sinner falling from your grace. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord over my life, and I believe in my heart that you have risen him from the dead. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart today. Direct my every step and teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have said this prayer with me, we want to welcome you into the kingdom. We do encourage you to connect with a church who is fire baptized that will teach you the word of God and help you in your transition to holiness. We thank God for you. We at the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope thank you for your weekly support, as it is a blessing to have your support with us each week. We thank you for being an inspiration, not only to us, but to every listener. For each and every one of you who has committed to being our partners, we want to thank you for your lovely donation. We have pledged to bring you a gleam of hope, faith, and love to heal families. On next week, we will be celebrating Mother's Day. We're going to kick off with Mama Used to Say. So if you want to share with us some of the things that your mama said to you, please feel free to join us as we celebrate Mother's Day. The number is always 347-857-1295. I am so grateful for this day. I pray that you enjoyed Minister Sharon, because I truly was fed today. The power of God will rest in the cave. Get your rest. If you're in the cave, get what God has given for you so that you can take it to the masses. It's all about being connected. Let's stay connected, God. Let's stay connected to each other. Join our fan page, which is on Facebook, The Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope. Get breakfast for your soul. Weekdays, every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on our breakfast line, which the area code is 641-715-3630, and the PIN number is 1003997#. And remember, we have something for the moms. Praying Moms has introduced an online Bible study every Monday at 9 a.m. It's 60 minutes. Amen. When you will learn the word of God and be inspired with your other sisters who have chosen to sign up for the Bible study. And always remember, Praying Moms, Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we pray and take the necessary actions to be guided by the Holy Spirit. That number is area code 218-862-9377, and the access code is 9874#. And for more information concerning our ministry and all of our partners and what they are doing to make this world a better place, to help strengthen our families, please go to our website, which is www.themorningglory.org. Be blessed, and I'm looking forward to going higher with you on next week. God bless you. Come back to your Okay, go ahead.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.